Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Hour number three on Tuesdays is the John W. Spring Hour. And John, you have an article written 5 years ago that you wrote regarding thermonuclear ICBMs and North Korea's issues. It was to a general audience. I want you to go through the specifics. And I've got an interesting contact. Scott Adams is now regularly on our third hour on Thursdays. He's the CEO, director, and technical wizard over at Red State Talk Radio, or rebroadcaster shows over there late night between 10 and 12 Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 3 hours earlier. It's actually, instead of, 10 to 12, it'll be 7 to 9 Pacific time. Yeah. And what happens is Scott is very, very much, in fact, he had previous high-level security clearance working on some special projects he did before. He's very tuned into what's going on, but he has contacts with the Trump family. And the way we need to do it is we're going to put together some simulcast videos of your documents. The ideal would be a PowerPoint, but we can just go to the documents, because I've prescribed now what's going on with Trump. Trump is well-intentioned, and he's not part of the deep state. He's not a Bohemian Grovester. He's not a part of the Special Operations Division of the CIA. He's not beholden to large donors that want to manipulate and control him, like the Clintons or others. And as a result, he's a kind of like a wild man in the sort of New World Order. Now, you have to understand, the New World Order is not a foreign issue, which is Russia and China primarily. It's primarily a rogue divisions within our intel agencies that, especially since 9/11, have since taken over government. And the Special Operations Division and the CIA has been doing bad stuff for five, six decades, but particularly since 9/11, they've gone off the rails completely. And that's why we see this thing going on with Peter Strzok and with the Democratic Party and the Department of Justice and the CIA and FBI. In fact, Strzok was not only an FBI officer, he was an intel officer for the CIA as well. And you have intel information. So what I'm going to diagnose Mr. Trump is having, he's what's called, people talk about, they're making the stupid comments about Trump. And they call it Trump derangement syndrome. I'm going to give us a diagnosis for Trump himself. It's called Trump mismanagement syndrome. In other words, his advisors, including General Kelly, his advisors like John Lightning Bolt and others, are abusing Trump by misinforming him, shielding him from information he needs to know to make a valid decision, because the man's brilliant. And I don't think he's evil. I'm not going to put him in the box of being one of the bad guys.
No.
He's a good guy that is misinformed, and he needs a council, I call the Samuel Council, of people that can have a chance to send a little 10-minute video clip on a specific topic like North Korea, because he is, and this is, if you're taking a student, because I was a tutor for students in high school and university and medical school, and afterwards a preceptor for medical residents and interns. And what I realized, Trump is screwing up, not because he's not brilliant or he's not trying hard or he doesn't have good intentions for America. He's screwing up because he's surrounded by bad people, disinformed, I call it basically Trump mismanagement syndrome. What do you think of that?
On your part, Dr. Deagle.
Right, they're mismanaging him. They're shielding him from contact with the public like us. They're shielding General Kelly's maybe doing a good thing. Look at this idiot, Amorosa. She just wants to sell a book. And she even says he's a racist. I can tell you, you can say lots of things about Trump, about his cadence, his language, and his retweets and so on. You cannot call Trump a racist. No. That's one of the most idiotic things I ever heard. It's like, no wonder he's calling her a dog. It's like, what are you trying to do? You just sell a book, and you want to make statements after all the glowing statements that Omarosa made while she's there in the White House, and after she gets fired because she does something that ticks off Kelly, she makes the most vile statements against Trump and says she brought in recording devices to the Situation Room. Holy Christ. This is so ridiculous here. And by the way, I do believe in pat-downs. I don't care if you take their word when they go in the Situation Room. Pat them down so they don't bring a cell phone or recording device into the Situation Room. This is dangerous for national security. And Trump needs to get a lot tougher. He needs to get tougher not only to the people around him about getting better information. He needs to get have a better filter because, yeah, Kelly's dealing with some lots of, you know, bad boys and bad girls inside the White House. But he needs to have a conference call with people like Scott Adams, yourself, myself, and other experts like Lowell Ponte and Deborah Tavares. John W. Springer should be on Samuel Council so we can present evidence, and I'm going to start producing a series of audio-video clips, which I'm going to send through his Twitter account, so Trump can spend 5 or 10 minutes watching it and looking at it and say, oh my gosh, my advisors are not telling me this stuff. So I call it Trump mishandling syndrome. What do you think of that? Mishandling. All his handlers are mishandling him, aren't they?
Yes. But the same thing was happening during the Obama administration. Remember, Dr. Deagle, my report went out over 5 years ago, originally to the Obama administration and to the Pentagon. And, of course, who was at the Pentagon at that time? General John Kelly. he couldn't have picked a worse screener or a chief of staff than...
Well, right now the Pentagon is fighting for their life, and I'll tell you what's going on, and you may or may not know this. We have two major intel agency blocks inside our country, not Russia or China, fighting each other to the death. We've got the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Justice on one side. We've got military intelligence and the Pentagon on the other side backing Trump. That's what's going on here. People don't know this, do they?
No, apparently not. And, of course, there's the National Intelligence Agency, which I don't trust at all under the current leadership of its director. We're really in a big mess.
and you're talking about, we talked about this in the last few weeks. Who's the director of the National Intelligence Agency?
Oh, he used to be an aide with Senator Dan Quayle or Vice President.
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about this in the past. And I think his name came up. I'll pull it up here in a second.
Yeah.
But what I want people to understand, these are the people that try to smile for the camera and pretend they're doing their work, and they're doing nothing. They're just basically, I'm going to say they're like undertakers for the geopolitical disaster that's coming, aren't they?
Yes. And people need to understand that a good share of the White House staff are civil servants that stay on from one administration to the other. And in all probability, they are the ones that are screening all of this information before...
Yeah,
never get the general.
Daniel Coates again. This guy's got. If you look at the CV and his background, Dan Coates is a bad guy. He's another guy like Comey who smiles for the camera and is stabbing A2 Trump A. They should call it. You know, we could rewrite the assassination of Caesar like Trump. I call Trump Caesar by these maniacs who sometimes pretend they're allies, but in fact they're actually not only making sure the knife is put inserted sideways so it goes through the intercostal ribs through their heart, to the heart of Trump. And that's what I'm saying, either inaction in the face of truth, because the groundwork we laid to give missile defense, he just authorized $717 billion for the military. How much is that in missile defense? He's talking about the Space Force. I don't see missile defense coming into that, and I'm going to put together a PowerPoint discussion for Trump, because unless you have missile defense, and by the way, eventually you need to share it with our potential enemies like Russia and China, so no one, including these proxy nations that are being spread with the missile attack ability to attack America, would become impotent. It's almost like if you knew you're going to a crowd or a dangerous area, say a Times Square, and you could wear body armor and have a helmet on so that no bullet could kill you, that's what missile defense is. And you want to make sure all your relatives have that too, and your potential enemies, because once, just like Lyndon LaRouche recommended, once missile defense is yielded impotent, you're back to conventional warfare, and no one's going to start a conventional war, okay? So the fact is that it makes the world potentially peaceful when you can take the Sarmat Satan missile systems out of operation and weather warfare weapons, which, by the way, Russia is advancing very quickly on this. Within 2 years, Russia will have the most advanced weather weapons besides us on the planet, and they can start superstorms. So we call these like fire tornadoes, or they call them, what do they call those, fire nados, and other things that can wipe out your crop, or an ozone hole that can punch straight over the Midwest and destroy all the crops. If you think they can't do this, I can give you the tech specs how they're going to do it. So you have to understand, unless we start moving Trump in this giant budget for the military, it's not just giving them better pay or better ground troops or better body armor. It's a completely operational different system. Don't build any more aircraft carriers. Build small mobile ships. Build anti-missile systems and anti-torpedo systems so you can actually have a Navy. They've already advised them not to do this, but they're not listening, are they?
No, they're not, Dr. D.
You know what? That's why I call it Trump abuse syndrome, basically, by all his advisors around him. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Did you know that...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. So, John, let's go on. I want you to go over all the specifics of your letter you did 5 years ago. When you advised the Obama administration, Obama was an obscenity. Not only was he a proxy of Zbigniew Brzezinski, and by the way, his daughter Mika is still there spinning the news there. Isn't she on, was it MSNBC, where she's in that morning with her morning Joe guy? I mean, Mika Brzezinski is just a knockoff, the female version of her own father, globalist billionaire, manipulator, who was actually the mentor of none other than Barack Obama. Otherwise, that was his name that he even recommended to use, his original Kenyan name, because the guy, by the way, wasn't born in America. He was born in Kenya and later ginned up a Hawaiian birth certificate. It was easy to do so, even without actually proof that he were born there. His mother, his grandma, is so excited about the fact that they actually give you touristy trinkets. If you fly to Kenya, you can find out that they actually say, oh, yeah, come visit his birthplace in the hospital where Barack was born.
Well, I've questioned who his biological father is. I'm not so sure it was Obama. It might have been Frank Marshall Davis, Sovereign.
There's some suspicion. I think he was pushed off to Frank Marshall Davis, but we know that he was born. Even if he was inseminated, his mother was inseminated by Frank Marshall Davis, he was delivered in Kenya.
Absolutely.
There's tons of evidence for that. So much evidence, it's disgusting. Now, a year ago, and this is a year ago, I actually had an intel agent contact me because he listened to the show and gave me photographic evidence. They actually looked at the photographic, which they pulled apart, that proves that they actually know the original birth certificate they use as a proxy to actually Photoshop in Barack Obama's phony birth certificate in Hawaii. So you got to understand, everything about Obama is phony. He even had a Connecticut Social Security number where he never lived in Connecticut for a person who was dead. Okay? So the fact is, they don't care. And now what they're doing with Trump is in some ways worse. Trump is basically being played inside the White House. He's being played by the people that sealed him, like Kelly. He's being played by people like John Lightning Bolt, who wrote the PNAC document. He's being played by not getting information about the danger of North Korea. And the fact that we have to have people on the ground actually monitoring this right now, not waiting for a year or two for things to happen. The Democrats are just hoping Al Green can get enough votes in the Democrat and they have enough blue wave. They can actually impeach Trump. And then all of this will go away. Peter Strzok may be one of the few casualties. There's thousands of Peter Strzoks. This is not an anomaly. This is standard operational procedure in the Department of Justice, Injustice, I should call it, and the SAD, or SAD division of the CIA, the Special Operations Division. These maniacs are the mobsters that run not only America, but the world through their co-mobsters in other countries.
Yes. By the way, I don't think I ever mentioned this to you, but back in 1969, my wife and I decided to visit Hawaii, and so we took a tour, and lo and behold, there was this woman and her grandson along with us, and we were at the Haile Kalani Hotel at the time, and she mentioned that she was interested in meeting a professor at the East West University, and it turned out she invited us up to her room and told us that she had taught at many so-called Negro colleges, and at that time I said, well, it's not really politically correct anymore to say Negro. And she said, John, I know many black people who are lighter in skin than you. And, you know, she was a little upset. And lo and behold, years later, I found out that she was the mother of Jimmy Carter, who wasn't yet president. But she wanted to make contacts at that time at the East West University. And my guess is that she wanted to contact Barack Obama's mother to find out how her son was progressing at that time. This is how well connected those people are, and we have no clue whatsoever.
Well, it's like Valerie Jarrett. She was trained at one of the training schools tied directly to the CIA in Chicago. The training school that trains people to actually be background or even handlers of people like President Barack Obama is still handled by Valerie Jarrett, even in this eight-suite compound 3 miles from the White House, with a new rebuilt wall around it. People don't know this stuff, do they?
No, including myself. If it had not been for Rose Barr, I would have never known of
right.
who she was. And it was a stupid mistake, which Roseanne Barr did, but at least she revealed to the world who this person was.
In fact, well, Roseanne Barr was basically on medical drugs that made her lose her ability to have common sense and prevent her, so she basically had what's called truthalalia. That's where actually you're on a pharmaceutical drug that makes you tell the truth, just like that guy from the Truman movie. Remember where he actually had one day where he told the truth? The Canadian comedian?
I don't think I ever...
It was a movie out about 15 years ago where this guy, the Canadian comedian, was a really bad guy, but something happened to him so that for one day he told the truth about everything.
That's a novelty. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever wrote the script was brilliant. So what did you say in this note to Barack Obama? I call the Obaminator. Do you like that? Like the Terminator, he was the Obaminator trying to make America a post-colonial nation.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's my Arnold uptake of Obama.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have enough time before break, but I just thought I would mention some of the things that were basically in this article that I wrote over 5 years ago.
You mentioned about the second missile crisis in 1983. Where was that located?
Well,
during Reagan.
That was located in two places, one in the Caribbean and one in Central America. It was sort of a two-step...
And these are all about both Russian missiles, right?
Yes.
And by the way, the missiles that I identified supernaturally that later collaborated just 5 years ago was in the Mexican-Guatemalan border, buried in the jungle there, aimed at America from the south, and they were Russian again, just like the Orinoco River. Nuclear submarines tunneling the sides of the Orinoco River are Russian.
Yeah.
Okay, the Chinese, by the way, are well embedded into Venezuela, too. They have five divisions or more of Chinese troops in Venezuela, and they have the nuclear submarines that actually pull up to their port. So people need to realize Venezuela is the next Cuba, and it's dangerous as hell. And I can guarantee you, if they do sell the nuclear materials from Iran and North Korea, they're going straight to Venezuela to Maduro.
And also probably back to Nicaragua with Ortega.
Ortega, because Nicaragua has literally been courted by China. They've been talking about this oceanic kind of super thing without even having any locks. They just want an open waterway from the west to the east right across Nicaragua, aren't they?
Yeah, that's very dangerous from an ecological standpoint.
Oh, it'll cause an ecological disaster. It'll make most of Europe turn into an ice age. and it'll cause the oceans to be poisoned with all kinds of biological species in the Pacific Ocean. They're already causing a wreck across the western margins of South America. They're killing fish and fishermen, by the way. Some of these large, what do I call them, manta rays and these squids. These are special. There's a special name for these squids that are 200 plus pounds, and they swim very fast, and they can kill you so quick you won't know you ever had breath in you in the oceans.
Yeah, they're very dangerous, as are the sea snakes that are found in the Pacific and Indian Ocean, but not in the Atlantic.
Right, and if they get there, you know, ecologically, it's like when bugs get in, like, for example, right here in Vista, California, their ants that are taking over and are causing havoc to our ecology here are all from Venezuela. Did you know that? They're Venezuelan ants here in Vista. Came all the way up from Central America and got here all the way to Southern Cal.
Lucky us.
Yeah, lucky us, eh? Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
On the break, I mentioned something. I want to tie this together because you gave this information. Now, you didn't give all the details in this little email you sent me about the 1983 missile crisis. Americans, and this is, by the way, ginned up by media inside Russia, too, because there's factions in Russia, and these oligarchs, that want to keep up the dialogue because they're globalists, too, that America's going to nuke them. They did a simulation last October 2017, just not less than a year ago, where they were simulating that America was going to nuke them. So a quarter of their population, 40 million people, did a simulation that we're going to nuke them. Now, every building in Russia, by law, has to have a bomb shelter to protect them against incoming nuclear weapons. Did you know that? Similar to Switzerland. And America has no intentions of wanting to nuke the Russians. This is all ginned up by globalists, including inside Russia. And the Russians basically are two factions. The non-vodka-drinking guys like Putin, who wants to have... It's like a good mafia don. He wants respect. He doesn't care if you hate or love him. He just wants you to show respect, just like a good guy from Sicily. The other Russians are heavy vodka-drinking Russians. If you're not my friend, bang, bang, bang on the desk, they want to kill you. Now, you have to do not underestimate the inventiveness, the brilliance of Russians. They're real smart cookies. Their advanced weather technology that's coming in the next few years, advanced nuclear, hypersonic cruise missiles, and so on. They can't fight us a conventional war, but a nuclear war, we're done. We're toast. And we don't have missile defense right now. No. And if we do have eventually build it, we should share it with Russia and China and make sure no nation can proliferate nuclear weapons. Russia's proliferation through Kim and North Korea started long before even Putin was there, when previous Russians were there supporting his father and grandfather as a proxy of the Soviet Union. What people need to start understanding is that the globalists like the dialectic of conflict. They don't want us to make a deal, which is why they keep on doing things like manipulating Trump into thinking that the Russians poisoned this former spy and his daughter. It's BS, okay? The chemicals were used only come from porting down Britain, and the British and their banksters were behind this whole scheme, including the White Hats are from Britain, actually ginned up this garbage that Syria and an eye doctor that was working in London and his British wife, who's now the prime minister, or the, I guess, the leader of Syria, would somehow, while they're winning the war, be stupid enough to poison people with chemical weapons. hogwash. And even international evaluations done by independent agencies prove Syria did nothing. So when the media, including Fox, I call false news, you know, they say CNN and NBC are bad, so is Fox. They're full of it, too.
Yes.
And Trump, I call Trump derangement syndrome isn't just the media. Trump abuse syndrome is these media and his advisors all around him not giving Trump the whole truth. For God's sake, we've got to get through to Trump because he needs a Samuel counsel. He needs you and me to tell him straight up what's going on because he's not getting it from his advisors and he's screwing up.
Right.
And now, the latest thing to sanctions on Russia, which I'm sure it saddens Putin. Putin's a genius, okay? It saddens him that the guy he got along with in Helsinki, right, at the counter and everything, at lectern, is now putting sanctions on Russia for something Russia had nothing to do with. Nothing. It's disgusting. And Russia's economy is so poor right now, they're running down their last few trillion dollars. It's scary. We're actually pushing the Russians to become our enemy, so eventually, if it does become an unconventional nuclear war, we're all going to die. Because we'll push them to the vodka-drinking maniacs in the Russian military and say, I'm going to kill you, Amerikansky, time to die. And then that's what's going to happen. And we should be buddies. We should be working to build up their economy so their Russian girls are hot. Don't get nuked over there or try to marry Americans or Europeans that we don't decide to actually start a thermonuclear war because we're not going to finish it. It'll be a Pyrrhic victory. It'll be like the living will envy the dead. How's that? They'll envy the dead.
That's so true. And Dr. Deagle, I think it's important that I get across to our listening audience before we go off the air that 5 years ago, during the Obama administration, I provided them with a lot of information because I was probably the first American who became aware of this information regarding North Korea. Now,
right.
what did I know more than 5 years ago? Let me just list a few of the bullets very quickly.
Right.
First of all, I was not only able to determine that the North Koreans had a long-range missile or an ICBM that could reach North America, but it was also capable of reaching as far east from the Korean Peninsula as the Atlantic seaboard, which would include all of Washington, New York, Pennsylvania, you name it, all of the established area of the United States. Secondly, I was able to determine that they had compact thermonuclear weapons, which are hydrogen bombs, that they could deliver at that time. Not only was I aware that they had liquid fuel rocket engines for these ICBMs, but I even was able to speculate at that time, more than 5 years ago, that they could even, back then, be ready to put solid fuel rocket engines fairly soon into production.
And you know who gave them the solid fuel rocket technology?
Of course.
The Rosatom facility outside Moscow by Russia. That includes during the watchful eye of Putin. Remember now, Putin's just operating alone. He's got a lot of mad dog Russians that drink too much vodka that are super aggressive, and if you cross them, you don't have a bad day, you die. Why do you think they built the Chinese wall, the Great Wall of China? It would stop the Khazars and the Russians from coming in and invading and slamming them to the ground and killing them. That's why they built the Great Wall of China, isn't it?
Yes. And the
people don't get this. They don't realize the Chinese are scared out of their mind. They don't have a giant population, but let me tell you, you want to get the Russians rolling? Why do you think the Germans lost the Second World War? It wasn't because of the West. There were three times as many people that died on the Eastern Front than the Western Front, right?
That's true.
And a lot of them are Russian, and believe me, they went into a melee with inferior equipment and they crushed the hell out of the Germans.
Yes, they did. A lot of people don't know this about the Great Wall of China. It was very effective for many centuries until one day one of the Chinese guards was bribed, basically left the gate open, and the invasion occurred. A lot of people don't know that.
And in fact, that invasion wasn't, by the way, of Russians. It was from the steppe, and his name is Genghis Khan. And in fact, if you go to China, do you know that 14% of the male population of China now has genetics you can trace back to Genghis and his so-called army? Did you know that?
Yes.
They intermarried and they raped enough people that 14% of the population of China now have Genghis Khan and his cohorts genes in them.
Yes.
Wild, hey?
Yeah, so I don't know if they would be considered to be proper Chinese anymore or not.
They're not. They're the people of the steppe.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly where they originated.
And by the way, the toughest fighters on earth are the steppe people, the people that are of southern Russia, Kazakhstan. These people are super athletes, super aggressive, and they survive one of the toughest climates on earth.
Yes. Very hardy people. I recalled seeing footage of the old Soviet Union where you would see some of these people in Central Asia who would be our version of the Western cowboy, who instead of riding a bunking bronco would be riding an oxen or a bull just as easily as they would be riding a horse. I mean, these were rough and tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, again, people need to understand, you just need to have basically one trader, and like what happened during Bay of Pigs. I don't know if you're aware of this, but that was one of the most brilliant strategies ever worked out in modern warfare. But all it took was one CIA operative who was a communications officer on that island, who turned out to be a double agent with Castro, and he did not dispatch the other units to assist at Playa Girón on the Mata Peninsula, where they were making very good headway.
Well, we have traitors read around Trump as far as I'm concerned. It's not just Omarosa, is it?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
We'll call it the Omarosa effect. How's that?
Most of you know that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
AEY.
Say 10-minute, hitting a specific subtopic like Iran, North Korea, nuclear proliferation, misinformation about the use of chemical weapons by Syria and by Russia. Each of these subtopics we need to do is a simulcast video. Send them over by tweets to Trump's tweet thing so he can actually have a chance to look at it. As Scott Adams says, you got to be cool. You can't just, demand a conference call with Trump or his advisors. You got to be cool to play out stuff that shows them they don't know what the hell they're doing. And the fact is Trump is making bad decisions. I'm sure if I could actually get a 10-minute interview with a Russian translator with Mr. Putin, he's probably very depressed now that his about-to-be buddy, Trump, is crossing him now by declaring that Russia is a potential enemy, but they use chemical weapons against a former spy and his daughter to kill them or to make them seriously ill, when in fact those chemical weapons never were manufactured or used by Russia. They were come from Britain, and the fact is the British intel agencies, including White Hats, are directly involved in trying to gin up this foolishness that Syria is stupid enough to use chemical weapons when they're winning the war. Why would they do that? Because they didn't. And what I see happening is Trump is being manipulated by people around him, filtering around him the information, and he's not getting good intel so he can make proper decisions. I call it Trump abuse syndrome. And people need to be aware of this. It's the same thing with the Fox News when they're polarized things over health care, about how it's capitalism or socialism. Listen, every American deserves to have health care that's aside from government control. I'm not talking about Medicare because it's just more of the same garbage. I call pre-embalming unnecessary surgery. Polypharmacy is just pre-embalming you, and it's not making you stop disease. It's reinventing health care for all Americans that are affordable. You don't have to have health insurance in the future just to prove you're an American. You can get functional testing done. You can get intervention by a whole range of health professionals that can deal with your nutraceuticals and if surgery is necessary to do it. But we don't. We're always caught in this left-right dialectic. And the people around Trump try to pretend they're actually his supporters. But when you have a PNAC document author like John Lightning Bolt, he's not really a friend of Trump.
No.
He's actually part of the dark state that's actually in the back trying to say A to Trump A, trying to stab him. Because guarantee that his objectives are for the banksters. They're not for Trump or a stable America that's free of the danger of future 10 years from now of a nuclear attack by Russia. No, no. These same maniacs are pushing in the media the idea, including in Fox and the Democrats and Republicans, that Russia's our mortal enemy. But in fact, we're going to make them a mortal enemy if we continue the same BS we're doing now, right?
Yes, and I'm also concerned about Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo.
These people are nuts, okay? Clinically, they're evil. Let's put it that way. They're just evil. They polarize the situation to say, they're our enemy, we've got to put our foot down, and we're going to make America win. You don't do that. You don't walk in and say, I control the world economy, so I'm going to crush you because you don't cooperate. Russia's starving to death. If you go to Russia, the most expensive city to live on earth is Moscow, and the poor people of Russia are starving to death. If they have a crop failure, they die. People don't know this. Russia is one of the poorest countries on earth, isn't it?
Unfortunately for them, yes.
Yeah, and it's not reasonable. We can't expect their advancing nuclear weapons to get less dangerous the more we abuse them. What the hell is wrong with us?
Right, and we're doing the same thing with North Korea. We haven't sent any shipments of food to the starving...
Yeah, why don't we do that? I mean, you imagine if they got packaged foods that would, you know, like MREs and other things, if they got foods that actually could eat that wouldn't have parasites a foot long in them, how do you look and say, yeah, America loves us. They know we're human beings, too. We want to meet our relatives in South Korea we haven't seen in, you know, three generations. Duh! Don't you get it? They're our brothers and sisters from North Korea. We've got to start thinking like that, haven't we?
Right. And again, with my proposed economic plan with Pyongyang related to their mineral resources.
That's icing on the cake. The cake is you got to show compassion first. You have to have also on-the-ground proof that the missiles are being denuked. You have to also prove that their bank accounts aren't showing that they're getting money by selling this technology to Iran or to Venezuela or Brazil or any other country that decides they're going to start targeting America, like a sawed-off country in the middle in Central America, like Nicaragua, because some of these dictators are fully capable of being bought off with billions or hundreds of millions of dollars. Say, I have no problem with Russians sending a missile system here in Nicaragua. People have to understand that the world is a very dangerous place, and if you don't have, and you make peace with your enemies, you don't make peace with your friends. Right?
Yes.
And we're not doing that. And in fact, what I see Trump doing, because of his advisors, he's screwing up. You know? Let's call a spade. I want to support Trump, but he needs us. He desperately needs my advice so he doesn't screw up, doesn't he? He needs a Samuel Council, like the ancient high priest that would advise the king so he wouldn't screw up. Right?
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to doing those.
I'm going to do some simulcast videos. We'll put them on his tweet feed. Then we'll ask for a conference call. I want to call the Samuel call, whether it's once a month or once a week. We need to have a talk mano-a-mano to Mr. Trump himself. As I said before, and people say, that's a little arrogant for you to say it. It's the truth, people. Mr. Trump, if you're listening, you're either going to listen to us now or you're going to listen to us at the judgment seat. But either way, you're going to listen. Because someday, you're not going to be in your skin and flesh. You're going to be a dead man like us. And you're going to be in the heavenlies, and you're going to have to answer to whatever the hell you've done. So you're going to listen now or later, but either way, you're going to listen. How's that?
That's very good. You know, I'm tired of having enemies.
We want friends. We want the Chinese not to be fearful of us. We want the Russians to not do a war game last year thinking they're going to nuke us. Us poor Russians starving and selling our daughters off to marry American and European brides because they can't live here. How disgusting is that, that we threaten the people to do a war game thinking we're going to nuke them? Like, does the average American want to nuke Russia? Are you kidding? But the globalists and the bankers do. Just like the bankers paid for the Napoleonic Wars and the Rothschilds took over the British economy, so they're even part of the royal family now. You know the royal blood now is tainted with Rothschild blood because after the Napoleonic Wars, they had their own carrier pigeons and they lied. Let the stock market collapse. They said that Waterloo was lost and that Napoleon won. And when the British markets fell, the Rothschilds took it over. Did you know that?
Oh, yes, I did. I've known that.
You're a historian. You know that well. And the fact is, now, Kate, who's actually, you know, one of the candidates who could become queen someday, she actually is a Rothschild blood. Did you know that?
That's right, on her father's side.
Yeah, yeah. So, in other words, they're now deeply embedded into the royal family. That's pretty nasty, isn't it?
Yeah.
People don't get this. They say, no, Dr. Dingo, you're making it up. Says, you know what? I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I believe in conspiracy facts. How's that?
Yeah, that makes good sense because it's so true.
Yeah. And by the way, we have to be our brother's keeper. Because we aren't brother's keeper, we're our enemy's keeper. How's that? Be your brother's keeper, like the food you talked about going to North Korea, or be our enemy's keeper, and someday they'll rise up and kill us in our sleep.
Yeah.
One or the other, we have our choice. And Jesus said, you know, worship God with your heart, soul, and mind, and your enemy and your neighbor is yourself. I have a corollary to that. Your neighbor is yourself. I'm a medical empath, and I can tell you when I do a metapathia scan, they're thousands of miles away, your brother is yourself. If you could have empathy for the North Korean people eating parasites and the army having to forage for food, you might think differently if you could speak their language and knew their relatives and saw them bury their little children because they're starved to death or their mothers have miscarriages and they can't eat a decent meal. Maybe you'd have compassion, right?
Absolutely. I've met so many people who were once our former enemies.
Well, look at Germany. Look at Germany. Go visit Germany and go to what do they call these German beer gardens? Beer garden, you know? And you realize how friendly the Germans are. These people are mortal enemies. We were killing them like Gilloskraut since everything just three generations ago.
Hofbräus, yeah.
I mean, come on now. Let's get real. You know? human beings can be manipulated by Lucifer and Luciferic banks. And the global banksters, like the Special Operations Division, they even threatened Mr. Prince Talal and 10 other princes and others that were non-princes. One of them, they attached electrodes to his testicles last November using Constellus, a contract of this private security force, Blackwater Security, they later became Academy with an I, changed their name to Constellus, contracting for the CIA and the Mossad. Killed that guy because they electrocuted him and he had a heart attack. Well, guess what? Prince Talal knocked off Alex Jones from social media because he was blackmailed. You need to know our world's getting more dangerous by the day. And someday, as God says, lest those days be shortened, no flesh would survive. You know who's going to hold back the force of those four winds? It's going to be John W. Spring, Bill Deagle, Deborah Tavares, Lowell Ponte, and many others who care for our fellow human beings and honor the Most High God and know our neighbor is ourselves. How's that?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.